Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Back by popular demand, we have with us Dr. Earl Campazzi, and we had him on just a few months ago, and the book we were talking about is Just Diagnosed with Pancreatic Cancer. And I've heard of the loving, kind efforts that Dr. Campazzi made for a very prominent woman in Palm Beach. And he went above and beyond the call of a physician. I'm a son of a doctor, and I have a little understanding of the care that's needed. And he's a very compassionate, bright, well-researched individual. He has seen patients for 25 years. His practice is in Palm Beach, Florida, on Royal Palm Way, and he has them pay an annual fee to have him as a doctor. He emphasizes preventive medicine, but also provides primary care for his patients. Dr. Earl Campazzi is a graduate of Johns Hopkins, University of Pittsburgh, and Duke University. Our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Now, Dr. Campazzi, this is your third appearance on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, and we had a very good response from the last two programs. The first time you discussed your book, Just Diagnosed with Pancreatic Cancer, a book for those just learning what they have, that most difficult disease. On your second appearance, you discussed the rapidly evolving field of genetic testing and what to do with the test results. Today, I understand you'd like to discuss longevity, living longer. Why are you so interested in longevity, Dr. Earl Campazzi?
Brian, first of all, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for the very kind introduction. Longevity is at a threshold right now, and I think it's a great time to talk about it because we're getting to the point where we can really do something effective for our patients. But let's just take a step back to kind of put this in perspective. Have you vomited? I'm sure you have.
Yes, I have many times.
Unfortunately, and I think most of the listeners, I have. And regardless whether it was seasickness or a virus or food poisoning, whatever you ate right before you vomited, you just have no taste for. You'll avoid that food. And I think maybe a lot of the listeners will say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a very deep in our DNA code. This is a survival mechanism, survival of the fittest kind of thing from evolution. And it's funny that longevity, the way to attack longevity, the way to get kind of an edge on longevity and live longer, is through another survival mechanism. And that is that people kind of age more slowly during times of adversity. And because of that, we can, one, simulate it, and two, add some supplements to see, you know, if we can't indeed not only extend life, but extend function. You know, the key things are, can you drive, can you manage your finances, can you go out socially? And those are our goals.
Okay, so you basically want people to have an active life with a lot of comfort and not anxiety, right?
Yep. And I also want your listeners to kind of keep this in perspective, because whatever field they're in, let me just tell you a little anecdote. There's a field that I'm not in.
Okay.
My wife and I, and we were discussing this just before we went on air, we're looking for a new house. And we found a house, we did the math, it's about 20% cheaper per square foot. And we went to an open house. It seemed lovely, maybe even a little better than what we expected. And we called our real estate agent and said, you know, we'd like to put in a bid. And she said, oh, I understand why, but today's a good day. You come with me, see it one more time. And we're like, why? But, you know, sure, we'll go ahead. And we did that, and it was a day of a west wind. And on a days of the west wind, there was a horrible odor from the landfill.
Oh, you don't want that.
But that raises a larger point, that no matter what field you're in, you can't just Google for, say, 2 hours and become an expert. And the same is true in medicine. So I'm just going to try and guide you with and your listeners on how to not be scammed, because there's a lot of longevity schemes of hormones and drugs kind of pump you up, make you feel good, but can actually be deleterious.
Well, we hear all the time of these scams and schemes against the elderly in their 80s and 90s, where people pose as relatives or friends, and they bill people out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we hear this all the time, taking advantage of the frail and the elderly.
Yep. And there are some clinics, certainly not all clinics, that do this also. But let me just give two quick rules of thumb, and, and also I want to a large amount of what I'm going to say on longevity are based on two books that I recently read.
Okay.
But the key thing in looking for an information source is, number one, do they make references to scientific data? Now, you don't have to research every article that they reference, but in general, if they reference scientific data, it's a well-written manuscript. And number two, are they selling anything? And to the best of my knowledge, neither of these two authors are selling anything, and they certainly beautifully reference books. The first is a professor out of Harvard, Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To, David Sinclair. He's a PhD. And then the other is a book from Europe, and I think Americans don't reach out across the pond, as it were, quite enough, but The Longevity Code by Chris Verberg, MD, is another great book. The subtitle, Secrets to Living Well for Longer from the Front Lines of Science.
Now, are you planning to write papers or a book yourself on longevity and how to master longevity so you're healthy and vibrant into your 80s and 90s?
Yeah, not only a book, but also a video. You know, people just love the YouTube videos, and those are being drafted and in production this month. So I'm looking forward to adding that.
Okay, so that will be available, you think, on YouTube in the next couple months?
Yes.
And when do you think your papers or books will be available, Dr. Earl Campazzi?
Anyone who's written a book knows it's a tremendous undertaking. A book, you have to give me at least a year, probably a year and a half before it's in print.
Well, as people are living longer and longer, I think it would be of interest to our listeners on the East Coast and much of Canada. I'd like to remind people we're speaking with Dr. Earl Campazzi. Again, he is the author of the book, Just Diagnosed with Pancreatic Cancer. And he has done a wonderful job in taking care of people in the state of Florida with compassion and kindness and patience. I've seen what he's done, and he's internationally regarded. Our guest today, Dr. Earl Campazzi. He has a practice on Royal Palm Way in Palm Beach, Florida. Now, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, or clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. We'd love to hear from you. please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And our station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand, so we'd like to hear from you. Here's a plug. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Dr. Compazzi. His graduate degrees: Doctor of Medicine, Master of Public Health, Master of Health Science in Immunology, and an MBA. Board certified in private medicine, and also a medical informatics, occupational medicine, hospice, and palliative care. Our guest today, Dr. Earl Compazzi. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, New York State Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy, Charlie Joyce, National Republican Committeeman, and Jim Lewicki, President of the Polish American Congress. Next week, we'll have Ambassador Eric Javits, who was U.S. Ambassador for Disarmament in Geneva. All on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit more about longevity, and do you have any other leaders in the field that you'd like to mention?
These are the two that I really want to highlight, because I've just recently read their book and also some of their scientific studies. Especially Dr. Sinclair, who's in Harvard. One of the points that he makes is that it's all about information. Of course, we know that DNA codes the genes, and that's the information. But as we age, the cells begin to not function well, and you wonder, can they ever get it back? Can they ever get back to a more youthful state, or at least stop aging so much? And the key thing is that each and every cell has a full copy of the DNA. Now, as we go on, and if that DNA kind of gets tightly packed and stored, and it's tough to get back to, and that's where some of the tricks we're going to talk about are. But the theoretical basis is that the cells maintain a full copy of their original code. It's like if you had a CD that got scratched.
Right.
Well, there's a master CD at the studio, and so you haven't lost the original recording, the original music. And that's just one of the fascinating things about the human body, is that we don't lose our original information. But there's not a free lunch, as you know. In all fields, they're kind of the basics. If you look at football, it's blocking and tackling. In baseball, hitting, fielding, and throwing.
Mm-hmm.
And in theater, dancing, singing, and acting. Well, in longevity, if you don't do the basics, you can't just take a pill and be younger. And the basics are: don't smoke, don't overeat. I emphasize overeating more than a particular diet, because diets actually need to vary from person to person. But the concept of not overeating, exercising, and one thing Dr. Sinclair said is about intermittent fasting, skipping a meal. When you exercise, do some high-intensity training. Go for a walk and jog, 100 steps or whatever. Get that heart rate up. All of those things fool the body into thinking there's a bit of adversity. A little shortage of food, a little extra effort, and that slows the metabolism. But then there's the beyond that. Then there's the additional tricks where we can give a supplement, and the supplement that you really need is a molecule called NAD. But that's only in the cells, so you have to give a precursor, either NMR, which is nicotinamide riboside, or NMN, nicotinamide mononucleoside riboside. So it's kind of a mouthful, but I want to make the point, while it sounds like nicotine, it's not related to nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
These are really related to vitamin B3, a relatively, or actually quite safe, vitamin. And the studies now are very compelling in mice that they'll extend longevity, but also increase exercise tolerance. And now we're in the process of starting studies on humans. But I'm already taking and without any ill side effects. And again, I don't sell it. So
so that's why you look like you're 30 years old?
Oh, you're awfully kind. You know. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
So if you're not a medical expert,
yeah,
how can you avoid making rookie mistakes? Now, you said different,
yeah,
medicines or vitamins that you take. What about the layperson listening to the Russ Report on ESPN Radio? How do they avoid making dumb mistakes?
Common sense just goes a long way in medicine. If you compare us to, you know, one of the great sports cars, a Ferrari, you would never have someone say, put a little hot sauce in your Ferrari because that's a hot car, or probably speed it up or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are really quite willy-nilly about taking supplements based on their aunt's advice or somebody they overheard on a subway. Look for sources, and it's probably best to hear from two professionals recommending the same thing. And look to make sure they're basing it on scientific studies. That's the safest way to pick a supplement or to take any kind of medical advice.
Now, you talk about longevity.
Yeah.
Some people say that animals grow for, let's say, 1/6 of their lifetime. So if,
yeah,
human beings are growing to age 20, will we see the possibility that someday that human beings, with what you and others are doing about longevity, could live to 110, 120 years of age?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
and
tell us about that.
Some people have already lived that long. I think 150 is within the realm of possibilities.
Mm.
If you take a look, you know, we're focused on today and our experience, and basically people live into their 80s, some lucky people into their 90s. And, you know, even when I come to think about it, 80 used to be old when I was, you know, younger.
Yeah.
Now, 80, for the people who basically avoided diseases, 80 is still active. I have patients in their early 90s that are active, driving, sometimes a little scary. But, but they're managing their money, they're going out socially. So it has crept up, not so much statistically in how long people are living, but they're living better now. But if you go back 150 years, and you know, none of us were alive 150 years, so
yeah,
we don't directly recall that, people lived to 30, plus or minus maybe a few years, 30. And we're dying mostly of infectious diseases. Now, we're able to treat infectious diseases, but it's the same thing, and this is a big, big point I want to make, that aging is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
Aging is a biological process. Just like if we get an infection, we can treat that with antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And that interrupts the biochemistry. We're now going to be able to interrupt the biochemistry of aging. And that's the opportunity. Aging is not like gravity, where it's a law of nature. It's really a biological process.
Very interesting. We're speaking with Dr. Earl Campazzi. Again, he is the author of the book, Just Diagnosed with Pancreatic Cancer. We've talked about it on the Rusk Report a few times. We received good comments from New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, so we're happy to have him on the program again. If you're listening throughout the U.S., Canada, even points of Europe, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN AM 1520. That's 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 1-4-2-2-6. We have about 7 or 8 minutes left on the Rusk Report. A little bit more information about Dr. Earl Campozzi. And his book is Just Diagnosed with Pancreatic Cancer, which gives a plan and a strategy to fight cancer and to get the best care, deal with insurance, and when to get a second opinion. Let's talk about your book. As I mentioned, it's available at Amazon, Just Diagnosed with Pancreatic Cancer. The author is our guest today on the Rusk Report, Dr. Earl Campozzi. Let's circle back with this book, Just Diagnosed with Pancreatic Cancer. What is the feedback that you're getting as an author, Dr. Earl Campozzi?
I'll tell you the best thing, the best thing about writing a book like this is the notes that I've received. They've just been heartwarming, and people that are undergoing such really a terrible illness to take the time to write to me, to thank me, that's really made it all worthwhile. But I want to share with you a couple of kind of material things that
okay.
I've learned from the feedback.
Please.
First of all, that patients are doing much better at comprehensive cancer centers. I had a good reference in my book from Time Magazine, I think 2009, that a comprehensive cancer center saved my life. It's just a matter of repetition and also having the resources that for instance, Moffitt Cancer Center locally, Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson, that it gives people an edge. It's estimated to be maybe about a 10% edge, but that's very hard to quantify. There's a magic number I want to share with your patients, that if you need surgery for cancer, you want to concentrate on the surgeon that does that specific surgery, not necessarily a surgeon that does all different kinds of surgeries, but he should have done 70. And for some reason, that's kind of a threshold. Doing 70 of one specific surgeries makes them an expert, makes their outcomes better. And then you're always, wanting to get the very best for your loved one and for yourself if you would have cancer. And kind of the golden spot that people don't realize, they know about clinical trials where there's some experimental medicine that may or may not work. But there's a golden spot where something is FDA approved, but not yet funded by insurance carriers. And I wanted to point out three things to your listeners in this. One of them is for prostate cancer, that there's a firm out of Buffalo, or I'm sorry, out of Toronto,
close to Buffalo.
Okay. Profound Medical that has a device called a Tulsa Pro. And what that is an ultrasound that kills prostate tissue. So instead of cutting it or irradiating it, you kill it by simply raising the temperature to 110 degrees with an ultrasound. And if you've ever had an ultrasound and physical therapy, it
right.
gives you a little bit of warmth. But the brilliance here is it's done with real-time MR. MR
mm-hmm.
or MRI, as some people
right.
call it, has no radiation. And the computer is programmed to follow exactly where the tissue is being heated, and they're able to avoid the two major side effects, one being incontinence and the other being erectile function disorders, much better than the other procedures. It's best for benign prostatic hypertrophy. They're still working on the cancer indication, but a great potential for prostate cancer as well. And there's another thing along the same line of real-time MR, and that's used with radiation therapy. There's
okay.
only four machines in the country. One of them is in Tampa at the Moffitt Cancer Center.
All right.
And what they do is the MR is used in conjunction with the radiation therapy. People don't realize that when you're given radiation therapy, you're constantly moving. Even if you're holding your breath, say, please lie still, etc., there's micro movements. Mm-hmm. And by having the MR window, the radiation therapy won't actually burn the tissue unless it's perfectly aligned, perfectly within the sights of the gun, as it were. Otherwise, you're just kind of shooting in the right general direction. Where they put marks on the skin, and they aim for the mark on the skin, which is a lot less precise. And then one other thing also available at Moffitt and a few places is when you get a biopsy for cancer, they're able to take live cells. Often, you know, they take the dead cells and look under the mm-hmm. microscope, but they can keep some of the biopsy cells alive in the laboratory, and they can test different chemotherapies on the live cells so they know which chemotherapy will work on your cells right now. So the fundamental concept that bridges all three is real time, or real time imaging, or real time laboratory testing. And I think that's the thing I can add most since the book came out.
Very good. I have worked many times on projects with the late David Koch, who gave $1 billion for cancer care, and he had prostate cancer for 30 years. We see a very famous man now with pancreatic cancer, Alex Trebek of Jeopardy. Yeah. And my question, we have about 2 minutes, minute and a half left on the Rusk Report. If somebody is older, does pancreatic cancer spread more slowly than if it's a young person?
Pancreatic cancer is more likely if they're older. And this is something that I do make a point in my book, is pancreatic cancer actually grows very slowly. It's shocking when it's discovered, but it's been in your body for approximately 10 years. So it's safe to take a couple of weeks to see where you can get the best care. And I don't have a study to this, but you know some of the names. Harry Reid is another name.
Mm-hmm.
Of famous people who had pancreatic cancer, and a lot of them, Judge Ginsburg, have lived a long time with pancreatic cancer. And this goes to make the point that I was making earlier, that if you get the very best care, you can stack the deck a little bit in your favor. And that's why I think people should be willing to go to major cancer centers, to take the time for second opinions on the imaging, second opinions on the biopsies, second opinions by seeing another oncologist. But by doing this, you know, it's not an absolute for sure miracle, but you can really help yourself. And these famous people, believe me, they do that.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We're very happy for the third time to have, backed by popular demand, Dr. Earl Compazzi. He is the author of the book, Just Diagnosed with Pancreatic Cancer. You can get this at Amazon. And he's a very caring physician. Many people with pancreatic cancer have said that he's been so helpful and thorough and kind to them. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 20 years on ESPN AM 1520. Thank you for enlightening us regarding pancreatic cancer and longevity, Dr. Earl Compazzi. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.